Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I gotta keep loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I'm going to speak the obvious. I'm sure you guys have all noticed. I keep hearing from people saying we're not in a recession, we're not in a recession, and that's fine. I hope we're not. I'm not an economist. I thought by definition we were, and I thought a definition of recession is people not wanting to spend. Prices being too high, people not wanting to spend, less spending turns to layoffs, and the longer it lasts and the more severe it lasts, then it becomes a depression. So that's what I thought the definitions were. So it's semantics, people are playing around with the definitions, but one barometer for me and the economy and consumer spending is McDonald's. Now McDonald's, with their dollar coffees, and, you know, a couple bucks, supersize, and things like that. You know, McDonald's is where people have been getting cheap breakfast. They've been able to get some coffee, been able to get some eats, they have a value menu. And so I look at what happens at McDonald's. Well, we were in California driving back from Disneyland, and we stopped by one of the smaller towns to get some gas. And get some coffee. I think we were right near Barstow, near the outlet center. And so I told my husband, you know, you like coffee, let's just stop by McDonald's. I wasn't hungry because I had packed some food, but I looked at the prices. I took a picture of this. An Egg McMuffin meal was already over $9. When you add tax, you're already close to $10 for a breakfast meal, not at Denny's, not at a sit-down place, not at a buffet, but at McDonald's. You're looking at a possible $10 breakfast meal. Then apparently is a headline where somebody has a picture of him looking shocked that his combo meal at Wendy's was almost $14 for a hamburger, fries, and drink. Now, some of you might say, well, nobody should be eating at fast food anyway. That's not the point. I mean, you know, if you have $14 to put together, yeah, if you can make yourself a pretty good salad. Maybe you can make yourself a healthy sandwich. There's a way to save money. But fast food, when fast food goes and when fast food becomes expensive, even though there might be some health benefits because people aren't going to buy fast food, but that shows you that we're in trouble. And when individuals go to the grocery store, like I do, and, you know, getting a few things for that week to make a couple meals that week, I'm already at $150. I know why people use fast food. It's because it's cheaper. If you have, I think In-N-Out, in my neck of the woods, you could get a cheeseburger for $3.99. And I'm surprised. They're one of the lowest cost fast food chains. So if you have a family of four, you could feed them for under $15. Yet if you try to buy the ground beef and you try to buy the cheese and you try to buy the bread at the grocery store, you're going to be walking out of there $50, $60. So these fast food places have served, the reason why they've had a place in the market is one is the food is quick, it's hot, it's there if you want it, it's on the run. But the other is because it's cheaper. Now, why the hell would a breakfast meal be $9-plus dollars, almost 10 with tax, and why would a Wendy's meal be close to 14? Well, depending on where you live, it depends on what's happening with minimum wage, it depends on what costs, what labor costs, labor rules, labor laws. We predicted that fast food was going to be expensive as sitting down at a restaurant, although now restaurants are getting ridiculously high. Because these employers have to spend a lot more for their staff. And, you know, the thinking, well, the staff that are there are these high school students that are just there working until they, you know, go to school and get another job, and the new high school students will take their job. That system isn't in play anymore. Right? We have people that have families to feed that are working at McDonald's and Jack in the Box. So they can't live on what a high school student was making to make ends meet. This is what they're supporting their family and taking care of their parents with. So there's a push that they make more. In California, they're moving forward with employees making $22 an hour at fast food. So if your employee went from $10 an hour to $22 an hour, your $3.99 burger is probably going to be going up to $6.7. Nobody wants to spend that money on fast food. And the fast food industry employs a lot of people. They use a lot of real estate. They use a lot of construction goods. And you know, if fast food fails, then that could also accelerate things in our economy. And again, I'm not a fan of people eating unhealthy, people eating quickly in their cars, people eating highly processed foods. I'm not a fan of that. But when we do things with our economy and make changes, all right, we need to be a little bit more subtle and slow with the way we do things. And if people are going to feel forced that it's going to be $14 for a basic lunch meal that used to cost $5.99, that's going to start to change people's eating habits. Meanwhile, the groceries are expensive. We're hearing there might be a wheat shortage based on what's been happening with Ukraine and Russia and the war. Well, you know, when I buy a loaf of bread, my son likes this whole wheat white. It's $5 a loaf. $5 a loaf of bread. Loaf of bread used to be 59 cents a loaf of bread. Now we're at $5. What is going on here? Well, it's 59 cents maybe 15 years ago, but still, this isn't 9% inflation or 7% inflation. This is a lot more. So it's interesting. You see this, guys? There's now a meme of realizing that a Baconator combo from Wendy's is now $14. Wendy's updated their prices to show that the Baconator is $6.09, but the combo is $8. And then, but other meals apparently are rising up to $14. So I don't know, but it's a lot of money. When fast food falls, it's going to be interesting to see what happens. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away. Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So something nobody is talking about, but I will, because I love talking about the psychology of voting and the psychology of elections. You know, even though I'm an MD and I'm a family medicine doctor, we got a lot of psychology in medical school. So I'm fascinated by, you know, how people think and how people go to the polls or deal with their mail-in ballots or pick a candidate. But one thing I am sensing with these midterms, and we're sensing more and more, and maybe it's just because I'm starting to be more in tune to it. Maybe it's always been this way. But I'm hearing from a lot of people that cannot stand the candidate they, quote-unquote, need to vote for. So how do you vote if you can't stand the candidate? And it's something that you wouldn't think would be an issue. But you have people out there that don't like Dr. Ross. They don't like Dr. Fetterman. They don't like Adam Laxalt. They don't like Catherine Cortez Masto. They don't like, I mean, there's individuals that are running for offices that, and when somebody does run for office, I mean, the reason I've never run for office is I just want fans. I don't want votes. I just want, you know, everyone to like me. But if I ran for office and my husband said, trust me, there are going to be people that really, really hate you. But I didn't do anything. I'm not going to do anything to make them hate me. They're going to hate you anyway. It doesn't matter. You know, whatever your political party is, whatever you stand for, somebody's going to find an argument against. So that's why I haven't run for office. I just don't want to be hated, you know? I know some of you hate me on my show, but it's a lot less than if I ran for office. So I keep hearing this. They go, I want to vote for so-and-so, but I hate them. Well, I've been saying, and I think we've all been raised, to you vote for the right person. You vote for the right person. But what if your choices are people you really dislike? Well, then what do you do? And a lot of people feel that way. Some felt that way with Biden and Trump. They might not have particularly liked Trump, per se, as a person. They liked what he stood for, so like we're going to vote for him. Some people didn't like Biden that much, but because he wasn't Trump, they voted for him. So when somebody votes, you need to kind of get in your mind that when somebody makes a vote, there might be different motives for voting. I always thought that, okay, if I think Bill Clinton's going to do a better job than George H.W. Bush or George H. Bush, then, okay, I'm voting for Bill Clinton. Or if I think Ronald Reagan's going to do a better job, or if I think, you know, I'm going to vote for, if George W. Bush should do a better job than Gore, or Gore would do a better job, I'm going to vote for that person. And maybe that's a lot of people's motives. But other people's motives might be something different. Some people's motives might be like, this person is a real jackass. I don't like him. I don't want this person to excel. I just don't like this person. They wronged me in a past life. I can't stand this person. I don't want that person to win. Well, then that's a motive. It's a personal motive. It's not on a macro level for your community or for, you know, but you don't like the person. If you don't like the person, you know, maybe you shouldn't vote for that person because, you know, if your instincts are they're not going to do what I think they need to do for the country. I mean, if you really dislike them that much, you need to figure out why do you dislike them that much? Is it because they're rude? Is it because they blew you off? Or is it because you think they lie? You think they bait and switch? You don't trust them. So, you know, it is okay to not like a candidate. But we have a huge election coming up, and a lot matters on this. And you have to make a decision on what you're going to do. Well, then the next thing you have to look at is, what do you gain from an election? And what do you gain, not only personally, but from a community level, with that vote? If that person is going to, let's say, be less liberal on abortion laws, and let's say in Nevada, our Constitution guarantees abortion, and you think that person is going to try to change the Constitution, which I don't think can happen, and you want to personally have access to abortions, all right, well then, you know, you might vote one way or another. If you think that the border needs to be secured, and you think that, you know, we need on a macro level different ways of handling the economy and crime and all that, then, you know, what makes you tick? What is most important to you? And you need to then prioritize what those are. And the reason why people are struggling, and this is a topic, and it's a much bigger topic than people would imagine, is because people had voter regret. I've spoken to people that regretted voting for Biden. They're like, okay, I didn't like Trump, this was worse. And I picked Biden because I didn't want Trump. I mean, can you live with your decision? Some people voted for Trump and said, I would have never voted for him based on that. Well, you need to live with your decision. And you know yourself better than anybody else. So if you're facing an election, you're facing a ballot, and you fear that you are going to have regret, right, then that should also weigh on your priority list. But you need to make a priority list. What is most important? Is it most important that the Democrats keep the Senate and the House, or the Republicans gain the Senate and the House? Is crime and how crime is being handled more important? Is the abortion issue a priority for you? Is, you know, make sure you're educated. There's a lot of rhetoric going back and forth. on what people can do, and make sure you completely be careful with these ads that are out there. But you know, whatever's important to you, and go, and you know, look, I don't want to be locked down again. I don't want to make the amount of money I'm making. I want minimum wage to go up. You need to list what your priorities are. And if you feel confident that the person that is going to win, right or left, is going to make those things happen, that might make your decision better. Whenever you make a decision, and any decision you make shouldn't be just about R or D next to their name. It shouldn't be on a whim. Any decision you make should be a calculated one, because you want to have no regrets. The reason why people get depressed with gambling is they make pretty big decisions on a whim without thinking it through. Same thing with sports betting. If you really, really thought about it, the Bengals were not going to win last night. Why were the Bengals favored? I didn't put money on the Bengals. I knew they probably wouldn't win, but, you know, you need to think it through. You need to examine the injury report. You need to check in with me. I'm usually pretty good with my sports calls. Do your research. The other thing you need to keep in mind is most politicians are unlikable. Most politicians rub you wrong. I get along with them. I like them. I might have dinner with them. But there's a lot of politicians that you're just not, you're like, I want to be friends with that person. That's kind of normal. A lot of people don't get along with Biden. A lot of people don't get along with Trump. A lot of people don't get along with, you know, many of these people out there. Some of them are narcissists. Some of them are bougie. Some of them are hoity-toity. Some of them, you know, think their poop doesn't stink. And yeah, the average politician, you're not going to be in bed with. You're not going to be friends with. So don't freak out if you aren't in love with Dr. Oz or in love with John Fetterman. Don't freak out about that. Just how do you believe they are going to represent the community before they vote? And if you feel they are going to do more benefit than harm, you vote for them. Now, your other option is to not vote. A lot of people did not vote for Hillary Clinton because they were mad at what happened to Bernie Sanders. And Bernie Sanders fans told me they did not vote in the Hillary-Trump election. Now, everybody has their own motive. Was it more important for them that Hillary lost? Or was it more important for them that a Democrat wins? So some individuals are like, I just didn't want Hillary. Well, if you don't want Hillary, you got Trump. Are you happy with that? If you're happy with that, then you have no regrets. But if you were like, you know what? I just didn't want to vote because I just couldn't live with the idea that I voted for Hillary and then this happened. You know, you're the one that has to live with your decisions. If you love a candidate, if you love a Republican candidate, go for it. But if you are finding that you don't love any candidates, you don't have to. The concept of loving a politician is very rare. You know? I mean, I have never seen so much love for Donald Trump. I mean, I can't believe you have people. I see bumper stickers. I see flags. I see everywhere, even in liberal areas. I mean, just some people, they love them. And it's good for you if you have a candidate you love. But that's not the norm. The average person is not in love with their candidate. Mind you, Joe Lombardo, who's running for governor, is pretty hot. But, you know, I don't think anybody is in love with him. You know? So, you know, your options are to make a priority list. Figure out what is more important to you. Keep in mind, if you don't vote, that's an option also. But just, again, are you going to regret not voting if somebody else wins that you don't want? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. no more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Chief Justice John Roberts temporarily blocked the Democratic-led House committee from obtaining Donald Trump's tax returns, issuing an administrative order suggesting the Supreme Court won't act on the former president's emergency plea to shield his finances from congressional investigators until after next week's midterm elections. Powerball fever is continuing to sweep the nation. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry explains.
There were no big treats from the Halloween night Powerball drawing, as none of the tickets sold matched all six numbers. This means the next drawing Wednesday night will be for a massive $1.2 billion jackpot, the fourth largest in history.
The cash payout would be just under $600 million. The drawing set for 10:59 p.m. Eastern Time. This is USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. One of our listeners wrote us a few months back, didn't want to come on air, asked why there were so many people against affirmative action. Now, I'm not a political analyst. You know, I give my opinion, but it's very, very relevant and has been relevant for a while. And the Supreme Court is now weighing in on cases challenging affirmative action. And I don't know if I had to throw the psychology sense of it is on one end, we want to make sure that there's fairness, and we want to ensure that nobody gets discriminated against. It has taken a turn in some realms where discrimination of any kind happens. And so when you have baby boomers, Generation X's, millennials, Gen Z's, growing up with the concept of we don't discriminate against anybody. We do not use color, race, creed to make a decision. We're all equal. Stop that stuff. Race isn't supposed to matter. I mean, our upbringing matters, our history matters, and so you can't completely wash, years of culture, and we have to be very, very careful with that, as sometimes we're doing cultural cleansing, not, being open to, discussing people's culture and their needs and their medical differences with gender, et cetera. But we've all been now, and I think we've all gotten the memo, we've all been trained, and we all agree with the concept of you don't pick and choose somebody based on their gender. You don't discriminate. So if that's why we have progressed in a society to not discriminate against somebody who is black, Asian, Latino, woman, male, cis woman, trans woman, lesbian, gay, if there are rules out there saying if they're white, you can't choose them, now it starts to make people feel a little on edge, going, well, wait a second, I thought we are all going by the book of we're not going to discriminate based on anybody's ethnicity, especially since many white individuals are mixed race. How do you know if they're white? I mean, are we not going to choose a full white? Are we not going to choose somebody that has white blood? Because we went where, and I think it still exists. If you have Latino ancestors, and if you are part Latino, you can still qualify for a variety of things out there. And I have family members who qualify based on them being part Latina or part Latino. Well, then how do you do it the other way around? Are people half white, a quarter white? If you have the language, look, we're not going to discriminate. We're not going to pick and choose based on the color of somebody's skin or the blood that runs through their veins. Then we need to be consistent with it. So I don't know if you have people against affirmative action. I think affirmative action did amazing things in helping us progress and overcome a lot of disparities. But now we're at the point where there's rooms and colleges and classes that say no whites allowed. No, and so now is it on us to have to prove percentages? I mean, how much percentage of white do you have to be excluded from certain things? It starts to put yourself into a legal mess. And that's why now the Supreme Court is looking at two cases. One case dealt with the University of North Carolina admissions policies, another with Harvard, where there is an alleged quote-unquote discrimination against white and Asian American applicants. So I think we have to be careful, because I understand that these political pundits or these the media might try to say, like, look, if you aren't with us, you're against us, somebody, questioning these laws, could be racist, etc. But if somebody is in law, and this is why I think the Supreme Court may say, look, we either have the verbiage that, all men are created equal in the Constitution, and we have the verbiage that we're all equal. We don't, pick you based on the color of your skin. We don't assume you are of one nationality or another. Then my guess is, from a legal standpoint, they might say it's a lot more simple to just keep that language going of we treat everybody we treat everybody equally. You don't pick and choose. Now, sadly, that was in our Constitution, and it wasn't followed. Pre-Civil War, post-Civil War, pre-Civil Rights. We still have discrimination. We still have racism. But we have to be very careful with our verbiage, because what ends up happening, and I've seen verbiage that says if you are of a minority population, then, you will be chosen for the job. Well, there's many, many cities now where the minority is Caucasian. So are you basically saying that now Caucasians get chosen first? You know, what you put into a law, you need to be careful. Because then it can always be turned against you. It can always, you know, that's why lawyers have their art. They are able to, you know, look at the verbiage going, you guys realize when you wrote it this way, that now means that anybody who is minority, anybody who's less than 50% of the population, gets first shot. So we probably have to come up with better language of these things. And so right now the Supreme Court is going to hold, they believe, well, the Students for Fair Admissions is a group that brought the suits. They claim that affirmative action measures discriminate against equally qualified Asian American and white applicants. The Supreme Court, well, they say, they believe, will likely hold, according to Professor Josh Blackman of the George Mason University School of Law, according to Daily Mail, will likely hold that public and private universities cannot rely on the racial checkbox, but instead can only consider race as part of one's experience, for example, in a personal statement. I suspect universities will adapt and find ways to admit their desired number of underrepresented minority students through other means. Now, this was a point that one of my listeners brought up, how universities can be in trouble if they're not diversified. So how do they prevent being accused of lack of diversity if they can't identify diverse population they're supposed to accept? And so, you know, maybe it's tricky. It's very tricky. The other thing that is concerning is many people feel that if a quota is made, now they're stuck. That if there is a quota going, look, you know, we need to have at least 20% Latino or 20% Black or 20% Muslim or 20% Jewish, then some individuals think, well, wait a second. If they max their 20%, why don't I have access to the 100%? You know, if you're enrolling students and you have to hit a number so you don't get in trouble and you've hit that number, why don't I have access to the full, number of applicants? Why don't, the verbiage is, it's tricky, it's challenging. And I think just like with Roe v. Wade, the Roe v. Wade verbiage was tricky, because that's why states kept arguing, well, okay, we'll allow abortions, but not after 6 weeks, not after 12 weeks, not after 24 weeks. So they said, okay, courts, you decide, when is a fetus a life? The court's like, that's not, the feds don't get involved with that. The feds aren't supposed to get involved with that. The feds cannot dictate if a woman aborts or not. That's up to the states, it's up to the people, it's up to the doctor. Leave us out. And so I'm not sure what's going to happen with the Supreme Court, but they feel that the Supreme Court may take a safer path of you can't pick and choose based on a person's color, gender, creed, gender. 1-877-DOT-5.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one thing I'm noticing the numbers go up on is pancreatic cancer. And pancreatic cancer scares the living daylights out of me. Having known multiple friends, family members get pancreatic cancer, I get nervous. And I don't like pancreatic cancer because it doesn't necessarily tell you you have it. Breast cancer, you might get a lump, and it might be able to tell you, okay. Colon cancer, you might have some blood in the stool. Not often early, but sometimes you might be able to be notified. But pancreatic cancer can sometimes feel like heartburn. And 57,000 Americans are diagnosed with pancreatic cancer at least each year. The five-year survival rate is only about 5%. If you're younger and you're diagnosed with advanced stage, you could be in some serious trouble. Some older individuals might do well initially with treatment, but many of them still sadly fail. Harry Reid died. Harry Reid, a former Senate majority leader and senator of Nevada, died of pancreatic cancer. Ruth Bader Ginsburg had pancreatic cancer. I forget if that's what caused her ultimate death. I know she also had colon cancer, but I believe it might have been the pancreatic cancer that didn't completely get resolved. Alex Trebek had pancreatic cancer. Michael Landon, Aretha Franklin, Alan Rickman, Luciano Pavarotti, Patrick Swayze, Charlotte Ray, Siegfried Fischbacher of Siegfried and Roy. So it's something that you know, we're just seeing a little bit more of. Risk factors for pancreatic cancer is, well, if you're older, you are at higher risk. We do see more occur in older individuals, even though a younger individual getting aggressive cancer can be bad. But older individuals put you at higher risk. Males are at more risk than females, but females can get it as well. Diabetes puts you at risk. If you have alcohol use and a good amount of it. If you suffer from chronic pancreatitis, the more inflamed an organ is, the more possibility it could eventually have cancer. Or you wonder if it's early cancer, and that's why the pancreas constantly gets inflamed. So chronic pancreatitis makes us want to kind of keep an eye on you. Genetics, if you're of African-American descent, if you're Ashkenazi Jewish descent, if you're obese, if you eat a high-fat diet, if you have hepatitis B, if you have H. pylori infection, if you come from a family where a lot of the women have breast cancer, ovarian cancer, and there's the BRCA1, BRCA2 mutations, and you have that mutation, you could be at higher risk for pancreatic cancer. A lot of individuals, when we ask, you know, is breast cancer in the family? They're like, yeah, but, you know, I'm a dude. Sometimes that could mean that you could be at risk. So we don't want to mess around. There has been a discussion in science of artificial sweeteners could be linked. I don't think, per se, artificial sweeteners cause cancer, per se, in humans. I know there's been some issues with bladder tumors in mice. However, artificial sweeteners have been linked to diabetes. Diabetes is a risk factor for pancreatic cancer. So the relationship is still controversial. So for those people who are wondering, do I have pancreatic cancer? You might not know. You might not have any pain at all. You could be yellow, start turning a little jaundiced. You could have heartburn. How many of us have heartburn and we hit the Tums, the Rolaids, the Nexium, the Prilosec over the counter, the Pepcid? That could be a sign that it's not heartburn, but it could be something else, ulcer, pancreas. If you have pancreatic cancer, sometimes it'll go to the back, so it'll hurt your back. You could have abdominal pain, you could have bloating, you could have weight loss of appetite. You might notice that you went from not having diabetes to all of a sudden you beat a diabetic. And you're like, well, where the hell did that come from? Well, if your pancreas is starting to not work because there's a tumor that's growing, you're not going to, your beta acid cells are not going to be making the insulin that it needs to. So you could actually, one sign of pancreatic cancer is you starting to form diabetes. Your urine could be dark colored. Your stool could be light colored. You could have fatigue. Itchy skin. I can't tell you how many times people call in and they go, you know what, I'm itchy, give me a steroid. And I you know, go, did you, you know, what do you think you're allergic to? What do you think, you know, you're itching from? Oh, I don't know, but I'm just really itchy. So a steroid will help. Someone needs to check your liver, kidneys, pancreas. So pancreatic cancer, we have some movement now. They say we could spot it 3 years earlier if people were regularly weighed and had their blood sugars checked. So that's interesting. So this is a study of 43,000 people in England. And they found that cancer could be spotted, this type of cancer, which is really hard to spot, because unless we're actually scanning you or testing for it, you know, we might be like, oh, it's heartburn, go see GI. But they say people in the early stages of pancreatic cancer could develop abnormally high blood sugar. The cancer could be found 2 years earlier than is now, than if people's weight were measured regularly. So when people with early pancreatic cancer become noticeably underweight, then, if you're like, you know, gosh, you're losing weight. And they go, I haven't been doing anything. Another sign not so much pancreatic cancer, but other types of cancer, is my mother-in-law, I had seen her after a few months, and she goes, you know, I'm not even on my insulin anymore. My doctor said my diabetes is cured. I'm like, say what? My diabetes is cured. I'm like, oh, God. And I go, you need to go back to the doctor, and you need to make sure that there's nothing else wrong with you. When somebody is a diabetic for decades and all of a sudden doesn't become diabetic anymore, the first thing I think about is cancer, especially if they haven't turned their life around. I mean, if somebody turns their life around and starting to run, you know, marathons or, you know, hitting the gym and, you know, they've completely transformed their diet, that's one thing. But if you've done nothing different and all of a sudden you're not a diabetic anymore, that means you have a hypermetabolic process and cancer is using up the sugar. So what these doctors are looking at is John Hurt, also I think died of pancreatic cancer. I think he was the one in Home Alone. No, John Hurt. Was he the one in History of Violence? Yeah, I think so. We want to find pancreatic cancer early. The earlier we can find, the more we can do. But they're suggesting, why don't we weigh people more? Why don't we check their sugar more? They said they looked at the body mass index and blood sugar measurements of 8,700 pancreatic cancer patients to those of almost 35,000 people without pancreatic cancer of the same age and sex. Looking at the readings in the 5 years up to the diagnosis, at the same time period in people without cancer, they saw that the differences appeared very early. So 1% could survive pancreatic cancer beyond 10 years. We got to do better than that. So in the early stages of pancreatic cancer, people's blood sugar, as the damaged organ fails to produce enough insulin, will rise. You need insulin to keep your sugar down. So the study was published in the Journal Plus One, but the thing that I think we need to be aware of is many people are not going to the doctor anymore. They are using telemedicine. And when I ask, what do you weigh? They give me a number. You know, maybe they weighed themselves a year ago, or they give me a number they want me to think they are. Oh, I'm about 150 pounds. Okay, we used to, in my practice, weigh everybody every time they came in, unless they didn't want to, you know, and then I could see if their weight was going down, because every time they came in for a visit, we could watch their weight. Now, with electronic, software and electronic records, it'll map it for you. Well, you know, and it'll chart it for you. So if you see the weight going down, okay, you know, I see you're losing weight, what are you doing differently? I didn't do ever anything. In fact, I thought I should have gained weight. That could then tell the doctor something's up. Same thing with blood sugars. So pancreatic cancer is a nasty one. Make sure you don't always use, you know, over-the-phone care to be, get your care. Make sure you still, you know, visit a medical provider once in a while. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number. alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.